about is stop talking now. Attention.
Short one is it?
This is good stuff.
We're in to take over.
That's a big wicket.
It's over.
Game on here at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh my word.
What a comeback!
The Adelaide Oval's gone off.
Two men, one destiny, to bring you the best sports show every weekday afternoon. Dale Lewis.
Now a chance for Lewis.
And Andrew Jarman.
That's one of the values of Andrew Jarman.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Made in Adelaide for Adelaide.
Great to have your company, family. 3 o'clock start these days. Up and about. Juice and I out on the streets today. Adelaide put on one of Australia's premier sporting events. It's called the Tour Down Under.
Yeah.
It's year number 20. And geez, Juice, as I welcome you to the live down here at the Bike Exchange main stage in the Tour Village in Vic Square. What an opening stage we have had from Port Adelaide to Lyndock. And what a finish. Greipel. Oh. The gorilla has done it again.
Has he really?
17th stage win. The big unit got home over Caleb Ewan and then Pete Sagan, the winner of the Criterium on Sunday night. She's off and running as we are for 2018.
Good on you, Lou. G'day, family. Good to be here. There's so many cyclists out there in Adelaide at the moment. Mate, we've been swarmed. The roads have been swarmed with cyclists.
Take care,
and
everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patience.
And it's great to see.
Yep.
Oldies, youngins, you name it, Lulu, they're out there.
Well, we're good at that. We embrace here in South Australia. And it's what we want, but we need to share and learn to coexist, especially at this time.
I'm with you, Lou. I'm with you. But well done. And the 20th year, I'm going to catch up with, well, Mr. SA Cycling, Stuart O'Grady, the world champ. He's going to come in and have a nag to us.
The man himself. Actually, going to ask him this one. Because obviously it's going to get really hot this week. We've got 41 coming on Thursday.
Yeah. What are you going to ask him?
I want to know what his toughest day in the saddle has been. Suffering. I want to know how bad it got and what that feels like to burn out there, not only getting along at 50-odd clicks in a peloton, but actually when the sun is blazing down and they're circling above the vault, just waiting for you to jump on your collapse. Absolutely.
And he shaved down too, Lou. In that
You're
going
to love this. How about for a couple of other guests on the show today? And we started with a bang in 2018.
Incumbent,
your boys, the anointed one, Alex Carey of the Strikers, is going to join us.
Yeah.
He won't drop a thing.
No. Nah.
He's got safe
Great hands.
And he is seeing it like a watermelon.
Oh, love it, Lou. And, who else you got?
And then we finally got our man, Jack Watts.
He's Port
Adelaide's
boy.
Jack Watts. Yeah, I'm hoping for big
he's yours.
For Jackie boy. He's going to join us after four.
Nice.
See if we can hit him up for a free pair of board shorts.
He's got his clothing firm.
Well, that's squash.
Well, I'll have a size 30.
Okay. Hopefully they have.
I look forward to that chat.
I think they custom make.
Now, we got some money to give away down here at the village?
Do. $500 on offer today. Get on down here to the Tour Village. A little thing called Virtue Go.
Okay.
All right. And so you actually get on there, and it's a massive big screen. You get on the stationary bike.
Yeah, that's right.
And you test yourself. And we get a little portion of the Wollonga leg. And we know Heartbreak Hill.
You've
got to do yourself around about 5 minutes. Yeah. So if you get on that between now, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, the end of the show.
Yeah, come
down. If you post the fastest time on Virtue Go, you win $500
bucks from us.
Just for just spinning the wheels.
Do you want me to just give them some sort of, just a bit of a taste?
I mean,
I'll destroy that thing.
You got a lot of nicknames.
Yeah.
The Gift, the Juice, the Chosen
now,
One.
If Andre's called
Jackal,
the Gorilla,
what would
be my nickname for a cyclist?
You would be called the Bear. Dead weight. Actually, you know, the Peloton would call you this, and I don't know the French term for it, but I'll just put a L in front of it. You would be known as Le Windbreak. I reckon, if you were a cyclist. What do you reckon about that? All right, Virtue Go, the new virtual riding experience. Come on down and check that out. That
Come
is
on,
amazing.
Mate.
We've got a massive show. Let's kick it off.
We've got the fans on.
We're certainly on. It's a little toasty down here in Studio C. We are live down here at the Tour Village main stage.
Come on,
Bike
family.
Exchange main stage. Come on and say g'day. Up
here
next, we talk Australian Open tennis.
Yeah.
She's done it again.
Oh,
Sammy, not goodness.
Sammy.
It's a rush out with Jars and Louis out on location.
Triple M. At the village for the Santos Tour Down Under, January 13 to 21. Tourdownunder.com.au. It's Australia's premier cycling race, lads.
Yeah, nice work, Hutto. I've got to pick you up on one thing, though. It's not Jars and Louis. We just went for what would Jars' nickname be in cycling? Obviously, the Gorilla. Andre Greipel won another stage.
Stage one
17th stage victory today in stage one.
Yeah.
I suggested a bit of a wind block. I've got the French translation as Brisvant. The Brisbane.
That's it?
Brisbane and Louis.
So that's what I'm called now as
the
a cyclist.
Block. The wind block.
Oh, I like it, Lee.
So when you're out in the road, they'll go, anybody, has anybody seen the Brisbane?
Brisbane.
B because we need him because we're pushing into a hell of a headwind.
What would we call Sam Stoser?
Well, great question.
What happened to Sam?
For those who missed it, let's talk Australian Open. Sammy Stoser already out. Here's what happened.
Sam.
And there, Sam Stoser. The system 1-4-6, 7-6, 6-4.
So disappointment for Sam Stoser. Monica Puig, the Olympic champion, prevails in three sets.
Look.
Yeah, Monica Puig got it. So she won the first set really easy.
Yeah, she did.
Cruising along beautifully in the second.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, drop serve, got to a tie break, then just gassed it from there and out again in the opening round. Now, I was going to start on a positive note and suggest that my boy Kyrgios, don't bother jumping on everyone.
What?
All of you now who are about to jump on the Kyrgios Express because he is about to deliver. I have stuck fat all the way
through. You have.
Everybody else,
there is
no room.
No
room except for Liam Gallagher.
Nothing left.
As you were.
All right. LG, he's on. Now, what are we going to do with Sam? What should she do? Is it time to just maybe just
give it away? I think the government, the Prime Minister, need to step in. I mean, on a real serious note, she should buy herself a ticket to LA and join Bomber Thompson. I reckon. Is it too much to say that we have to revoke her citizenship?
Well, she's a great Australian.
I mean, yeah, I know. Look,
she's won a major.
She's a French Open champion.
She's a French.
I know, but unless she plays indoors where the oxygen masks drop from the ceiling above, mate, she needs to go and play in an aircraft.
Why can't she thrive on home soil?
I don't know.
Why?
I'd kill for arms and shoulders like
that. Yeah.
And a forehand and a kick serve.
Her game falls apart under pressure.
She just chokes.
Is she the biggest?
Here it is.
Here we go.
You're on. You can quote me on this. She's taken over from Greg Norman as Australia's greatest ever choker.
Oh, there you go, Haydo.
There it is. Drop the mic.
Well, yeah, go. Eat that. Yep, yep. If we had the soundtrack to that, that'd be better.
Yeah. What do you reckon? What are we going to do? I mean, I feel for her.
I do. She's been a wonderful servant for her country, but I think it's time.
But she is clearly better than all of these players, Jazz.
Nah,
she shows it for a set and a half.
Oh, I know, Lou.
The moment she thinks about closing it out,
she's gone.
It just goes
the
in
mind
the head.
Plays. Yeah.
Oh,
she's
it's
got
so
baggage
sad.
Everywhere inside that mind of hers. I do feel for her, but she's just becoming the laughing stock of Australian women's tennis.
Oh, it's terrible.
Would that be fair? Is that too harsh to say, Lou?
I don't think it's a laughing stock, but from the average mug punter's point of view, you look at that and you go, you're an elite sportsman. Your
Absolutely.
Job is to win, and you're good enough
and
to win.
And she's a ripping person.
And what's worse, she's not going out in quarters and semis and fourth rounds.
No.
She's getting rock and rolled first
round.
She's super vulnerable.
See you later.
She is like you early in your innings.
Yeah.
Very, very vulnerable.
Don't go back to me.
Anything on and around the stumps.
Go back to me as a batter.
But that's her state of mind. Like you're
basically saying I'm a choker with the bat.
Early
that's
on,
what you're saying.
No, I said early on, if you don't get one out of the middle early
that's
on,
you're
in all sorts. And Sam's the same. Round one, if she can't get, she is at her worst in terms of fragility in the opening rounds.
So her game doesn't hold up under some pressure. That's something that she
her
needs to reinvent.
Her mind doesn't hold up. The game's
mentally,
fine.
Yeah.
Her game is fine.
Do you think
big forehand, big serve,
so it must,
powerful presence.
So mentally you think she's very fragile.
She's shot.
She's shot.
And I don't get it. It's not like it's been 1 year, 2 years.
No, I'm with you. This is the
fourth or fifth year.
Gone.
Straight out. Gone.
Is she? Who? What about Bernard Tomic?
Bernie. Oh, here. I'll make another big call.
Yeah.
I'd prefer Bernie over her.
That's two you've dropped.
Mister, I count my millions. I'd take him right now because I think there's an upside. I think, like from a tennis going forward point of view, Sam's getting a lot older, close to 30, if not over 30. She can't recover from this mental fragility. Whereas Burn's about attitude. He got the game. He just whether he wants to knuckle down.
I'd
part
go
of
in the
it.
Trenches with Sam any day than Tomic.
Yeah, look,
and you can quote me on that too. If we've got the bet up,
if you and I were on tour in the States and we rolled ourselves into some kind of bar, I'd take Sam with me then.
Yeah, okay, but not Bernie.
Bernie'd be hiding under a stool somewhere, counting his millions. What are you not? It's a rush out.
Oh, dear.
Jars and Louis live down here at the Santos Tour down under Bike Exchange main stage. Get on down. $500 to be given away too.
A massive cricket story next. This is massive.
Yeah, Duck Club edition.
It's a big one next on the Rush Hour with Briz Vaughn and Louis. Triple M.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the Rush Hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Yeah, we don't normally do Duck Club on a Tuesday. For those who don't know what Duck Club is, it's if you get out for naught, call us, purge, and we'll try and lift the demons that got you the duck in the first place so you can make some runs the next week. Or we encourage teammates to dob teammates in who lack the courage to dob themselves in, because a week is a long time in cricket, Jars, isn't it?
Now, one of the Redbacks up-and-coming young players in Jake Weatherald. Now, he made a couple of ducks for the Redbacks in the four-day game, right? Did not give us the respect, not only to us, but to the cricket family, to ring through and purge and apologise.
Mm.
Look what's happened. Yeah. The cricket karma's got him in the big bash.
Cricketing gods have got him, and it's really
strange, telling you,
too. One of the major sponsors of the Strikers is Vodafone, so it shouldn't be an issue
it's
to call through.
It's not our Jake Weatherall, but this is a massive story, Luke.
Now, special edition, breaking news, this South Road Cricket Club. All out for two.
No.
For two. A total run number of two, and only one player scores and nine make ducks, Jars. South Road was dismissed in 11 overs in the Adelaide Suburban Cricket Association Section 9 clash against Shido Park.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Only one of the boys scored, and that was the number 9, Chris Boyd,
Boardy,
who made a one.
Oh, ringers, Boydie.
And nine of them made ducks.
Jeez, Lou.
The other run came from a wide, which was the first ball bowled of the innings.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going to read you some stuff out, and it'd be fair to say we need a closer inspection of what took place down here, Jars.
Yeah.
President Aaron Smith, and we feel for you, Smitty, to be in charge of this mob, he's actually said the side has been struggling a bit, but not to this degree.
No, Lou.
Which is quite the underwhelming understatement, I would have thought. So, scores so far this year.
Yeah.
84, 48, 64, 94, 15. 104, 48, 30, 26. So it's hard to know whether we pin it on the top order, the middle order, or the tail.
Or the whole squad.
This is where it gets interesting. Yeah. South Road Vice Captain Peter Fosdyke.
Fozzie
says, playing the top side with an inexperienced lineup and a windy day was a, wait for it, and I quote
Stop
you.
Stop it.
A perfect storm.
Yeah, come on.
Pete. Bullshit.
Somebody's been watching. Yeah, that's it.
That's it,
we
Pete.
Call the old BS on you, Pete.
Come on,
bullshit.
Pete.
He said people were playing and just closing the bat face too early and popping it up. I think we had five or six caught out in front of wicket, and that's down to inexperience.
Jeez. South Road Cricket Club are in turmoil.
They were bowling into the wind and getting really late swing, particularly on the fuller balls. Well, Foz.
Now, this is hard wicket. This is not turf wicket.
I know, Jar. Now, the question I ask is, Duck Club was on yesterday.
Now, nine blokes.
And I know we've got a new time slot and we're away a little earlier, but that's no excuses because there is a Duck Club hotline, which you can go if you're a little afraid to get on the airwaves with us.
Yeah.
Teammates, at least one by the name of Chris Boyd should have been calling in suggesting, I've got nine blokes I need to name and shame, Jars and Louis.
Bullshit.
Now, this is a record low in the 119-year-old association.
Yeah.
Record low. Smitty, all out for two.
Prez Smitty said the capitulation, which is what it was, has sparked massive interest from past and present South Road members who have offered to help the struggling side.
Oh, no.
They're at training every week and trying to improve.
Yeah.
I call.
Bullshit.
I call. Yeah, that's what I call. Tell you what, these blokes.
What are we going to do with them, Lou?
Here's what I reckon. Here's what I think happened. Come with me. I think it was a balmy Friday night.
Yeah.
And a few of the boys sent out the text.
Yeah.
They said, let's just gather for a couple.
Just a couple of
refreshers. But a couple turned into more than a couple.
Yeah, a couple of jugs.
And the only bloke missing was Chris Boyd.
Yeah. He went home early.
Boydy.
Yeah.
That's what's happened here, Smitty. They've been trying to get up bar trade at the club.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Of course. Yeah.
Good luck to them. But I think if we were to dig deeper into this one, it's not a bit of late swing, Jars, that's caused this.
No. Nah.
This is on the record. What do we do with it, though? As a duck club company.
This is extraordinary for our duck club. We need to get at least Aaron Schmidt, the president of the South Road Cricket Club, to call.
I like Fozzie. Peter Fosdyke, the vice-captain.
Yeah, because then we can whack him. And Chrissy Boyd, number 9.
Yeah.
Now, he now needs to open.
Yep.
He's got to go to the top of the order.
He needs to go to the cage or the skip and go, hey, jump me up.
Yeah.
Jump me up.
He's probably their fast bowler, Luke. So there you go, family.
What I don't get
is disturbing.
At what point would I have felt comfortable? Opening balls are wide, they get off the mark.
There you go.
They're none for one.
Beautiful. Good start.
And then that was it. That was it until Boardy found the crease 45 minutes later.
And those nine blokes that made ducks, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. How can you look your wife and your kiddies and your parents in the eye, knowing that you've just let your club down?
And I'm going to go on record as saying as a first that I don't really want to talk to those individuals. I really don't. I think we
all
should.
All out for two.
If you know any of these boys
come
that
on.
Played for South Road, I mean, go out of your way.
Yeah.
Go out of your way to call them. Duckers.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Scaredy cat.
Anything you like, just remind them of what they've done and the shame that they've brought their great cricket club.
Correct.
With a bit of late swing into the wind. Yeah. Honestly.
And vice captain Peter Fosdyke, you better call us.
The perfect storm.
Buzz off, Pete.
All right, there it is. A special edition of Duck Club down here at the Tour Village. Hey, don't forget to get on and check out this I've lost my shoot at the moment.
There it is.
Our Virtue Go. All right, we've got $500 off for grabs today. Come on down here. Have a crack at it during the hours of 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. If you're the fastest, and it's approximately a bit of the old Wollonga leg, have a crack at it. If you post the fastest time, you win yourself $500 courtesy of
some
us.
Nice like
Rush out live on location, Jars and Louis.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
The very new time, 3 to 5.
Coming to you live from City of Adelaide to a village, Victoria Square, for the Tour Down Under, 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, right next door to the Bike Exchange main stage. Get yourself some good merch too. There is an ice scarf getting around.
Yeah.
Jars, we've just been given one by our good mate Craig, who's in charge of merchandising down here. You wet them up, you put them around your neck, and you stay super, super cool. All right, told you about the Virtue Go before we went to the break.
Yeah.
And it's your chance to win $500. Virtue Go, the new virtual riding experience. You get a 5-minute warm up.
Okay,
you got to get on it between our show 3 and 5 p.m. Mm. 5-minute warm up.
Yep.
And then you got to put the power down and produce the watts, the wattage.
Ooh, I like
for
it.
200 meters.
Up
all
the
right.
hill. Up the hill.
And there's a new leader.
Who is it?
First of all, Alex Edmondson posted 14.66.
Did
14.
He?
Yeah. 14 seconds, 66.66. But then Alex Angles come along.
Oh, Alex.
With a 13.71. That's your time. You've
there
got to chase
go.
On down. Yeah. That is the lure. That is your. Are you going over there?
I'm
going
to go over there. What was my nickname again?
You?
I'm not the gorilla like the Grotch.
No. Briz Vaughn. No. You are Briz Vaughn.
Briz Vaughn.
You are the wind block.
Right.
So, Le Briz Vaughn. We'll be having a crack and Louis down here at the village. Coming up next, though,
a man
who is not a roadblock, not a wind block. He's nothing. Alex Carey of the Strikers joins
us. Boy.
He's in red hot form.
Yep.
I'm going to chat to him next on the Rush Hour.
104.7 Triple M, live from the Tour Down Under Village, Big Square. For the new time of 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. They're making way for Kennedy Malloy, who starts straight after the Rush Hour next Monday from 5 p.m.
Strikers are in action tomorrow night, Adelaide Oval. Hurricanes are coming to town.
Yep.
We sit second at the moment, 7:10. It all gets underway. And one man who has been front and centre, starring for the Strikers. Don't know whether he knows, he's in the Andrew Jarman Top Gun Academy.
Yeah.
The one and only Alex Carey joins us right now. Alex, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Jars, Louis, thanks for having me on, and good to hear you guys back on air.
Good boy.
Very nice.
Good boy, Kez.
Well done there, Kez. The nickname, let's get that straight. Alex, what are we running with?
Nah, Kez, you're spot on. It's pretty simple. Boys call me Kez, and, a couple of clinics today, the kids are running around singing out Kez, so nice and simple.
I reckon they should be too, mate, because it's finding the middle of the bat nicely at the moment.
It's really nice to go out there and play with freedom, and this 2020 stuff's pretty fun. So really enjoying the start of the tournament so far. We're getting to the business end, but, 5 wins, 2 losses, we're in a really good position to finish strongly and hopefully get that home final. And, final would be nice, but that home final would be even better with, 45,000 fans.
Now, mate, obviously it's a great concept and we love watching it. So far the boys have been okay, but the middle order's struggling with the bat there, Kez. You know I'm very passionate about our cricket in South Australia, so we need bloody Buffy Lehman Jr., we need Wells, we need John O'Dean to step up, and young Weatherald, he needs to kick up the backside there, Kez. He needs to start making runs.
Nah, we'll be right. We're scrapping our way to, targets that our gun bowling attack are defending. So we'll come right at the right end of the season. The boys you mentioned, they're hitting the ball really well in the nets. And the 2020 stuff, you just need a little bit of luck. And hopefully it falls at the right time for us. And I have total faith in the boys that are coming in. Colin Ingram, obviously skipper now.
He's good, yeah.
He's due to, put a big score on the board again. So he's doing really well. And like you said, the guys we mentioned, they're going well.
Mate, how do you handle, there's a lot of speculation around, obviously the wicketkeeping position in the Australian team was up for grabs at the start of the summer. Must be nice that your name was thrown into the conversation. Is it a distraction or is it just a nice compliment to go with?
I think it's a nice compliment. Every time I go out to play cricket, I'm trying to do my absolute best, and You know, if my name's in the media as a, you know, a potential player one day, and even if it's not, it's not going to change the way I go about my cricket. It's a nice little recognition, I guess, and a good season last year. But, you know, I've got to get better and, you know, got to keep improving and try to help. You know, right now, the strikers win games of cricket. And when we get back to the Red Bull stuff, obviously the Redbacks. So, if I can keep pushing my name forward and if I help win games for South Australia, then I'm more than happy.
Made very humble young man, this one, Lulu, but he hasn't spoken about...
How the hell can he be in the Andrew Drummond Top Gun Academy if he's humble? Because that is not allowed in that group. Have you signed anything yet, Kez? Because I can get you out of this deal and get you into a place where humility is king.
Yeah, well, I had 12 months under Darren,
yes,
at the mighty CBC Dolphins, yeah, but and yes, Andrew was out there a couple of times giving some good pointers, but yeah. Down leg side, caught behind, didn't walk.
I mean, where do we start with that, Kez? I mean, do you want to be involved with someone who's a cheat?
Hey, you can't get away with much now with DRS and all that.
No, you can't, buddy. Now, DJ says you're a wonderful young footballer. Now, Louis, he played for the CBC in Div 3 many years ago.
Yep.
10 games, gun midfielder.
Yeah, nice.
Kerry Packer loved him.
Good size.
He's his
size.
Boy, old Fudd.
Do you get the footy out a bit, Kez, in the warm-ups and training down there, you boys?
Yeah, we do. We've got, obviously, Stephen Schroed, who's down there as well.
Oh, God, giggles.
He still loves it. So, the footy's around. The boys, you know, everyone that runs around thinks they're a gun footballer. And,
yeah.
It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun in the warm-ups. We've got boys from all over the Australia. Yeah. And Peter Siddle rates himself with a footy as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's good fun.
Tell Sid he'd probably get a game for the Kangaroos the way they're going. Hey, great to catch up, Alex. Fantastic. Can't wait to see you in
Proud
action
you,
again
mate.
Tomorrow night. Adelaide Oval, 7:10. The Hurricanes are coming to town. Just a reminder, Duck Club hotline, not for you, but for the boys.
Yes.
8299-8091. The boys have been very good, yourself included, in honouring the code.
Yeah.
So well done on that, mate.
You've got to own up.
Good
hopefully
boy.
It doesn't happen again in the near future. But like you said, you know, the fans, they've been outstanding.
Yep.
And tomorrow night, let's hope they rock up again. It's a pretty crucial game for us to, you know, secure hopefully a final.
Alex Carey, very much an up-and-coming star on the Australian cricket scene. And, of course, Big Bash tomorrow night, Hobart Hurricanes, 7:10, Adelaide Oval. Rush hour, Jars and Look. The Big Juice and I are down here at the Bike Exchange Main Stage Tour Village. Come on down and say good day. Great little setup down here this year. Little toasty, but a nice breeze coming through right now, Juice. So come on down and have a quiet one after work and just suck in the atmosphere of the tour in its 20th year. Just a fantastic setup, Juice. Andrew Greipel got the job done in Stage 1 today over Caleb Ewan and Peter Sagan. It was a hotly contested finish, too.
The gorilla is just, he soaks his stuff up.
17th stage win. He needs to catch up with Sam Stazer.
Now, Louis, in our break, as you know, I get asked and approached to do a lot of things, as you know.
A lot of people try to acquire your services/talents to do stuff to help not only build profiles, but most importantly,
careers.
Just to get around greatness.
Now, we've got the Commonwealth Games happening April 4th, down up there in Cairns.
Yes.
Now,
Gold Coast.
Can I just say that I was targeted over summer on my holidays by my Auntie Kath. Auntie Kathy is the captain of the lawn bowls team down at the Clearview Bowling Club.
Hello.
I was targeted.
Hello.
And I participated last Tuesday night.
Night bowls.
Night bowls, Luke.
Night owls.
Night owls.
You've had a little lash.
I am the Mick Molloy of bowls.
All right, a bit of crackerjack.
There you go.
All right, young fella. The idea is to get your bowl as close to this little white one as you can. Right?
The jack.
Yes.
That's the jack.
And keep a small circle on the inside, because it's going to curve like buggery.
Swear jar, Stan.
That right there, family, that is actual footage from when Jars was down there.
That's exactly
that,
right.
That is not from Cracker Jack. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. That was exactly what Auntie Cass
what
said.
Yeah,
Auntie Cass said when she got down there.
Oh, Lou.
I suppose, Lou. And I can't believe I'm going to lead myself into this question, how'd you go?
Well, let's just say that there's four in a team, right?
Yeah, I know how bowls works.
And I was asked, would you like to go first? Because the other three didn't want to go first.
Do you know what
that... So they threw me into the trenches.
Do you know the term for that?
What is it?
Leader.
I'm the leader, Lou. Not the captain.
Not playing second.
Who I should have been the captain.
Not playing third. No.
I was skip. The leader. The skip. Skip. And Kenny, our skip, had a poor game.
Oh, dear.
And I hope you're listening,
Kenny. Did he clap it in? Did he get around it? Did he tell you that, show you the way in?
He was flirting with the other team. Some of the girls on the other side, old
so
Kenny
you,
boy.
So you're playing leader. Were you doing the old traditional style, having a little... pony at either end?
No.
Okay.
None at all.
Right.
Now, Luke, can I just say, I thought, should I go left hand?
Oh, hello.
Or should I go right hand?
So you're suggesting there is only a forehand for you and no back end. So when Skip, what was the Skip's name?
Ken.
So when Kenny's calling you in jars, you're playing leader.
Yeah.
Come on down on the back end. You've gone, hey, Ken, there's no such thing as a
not
back end with
me,
the juice when you've got hands like me.
Yeah. This now, the balls were too small for
balls.
Me. The balls were too small for me, Lou.
Yeah, well, you've got to get
and
the right
it
size.
And hurt my game.
Yeah.
Because I was getting close to the jack.
Get a bit of wobble?
No, not at all. Can they said the technique is as good as Rob Pirelli.
Yeah, Pirella.
Pirella, that'll work.
Didn't drop any from the hip. Was it smooth
it
release?
It was just a straight arm.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, other groups started to watch what was happening on ring 13.
I reckon you would have got loud. Now, I need to know this because Robbie Pirella... was beautiful at chasing
wasn't,
him down. He didn't stay on the mat.
Yeah.
He chased
He followed
him down.
His haggard down there.
Were you one of those?
No. I sat back down and watched it.
I'll tell you why, too, because the greenskeeper was awfully happy you weren't
it
charging
was synthetic.
Down. What were they running at on the stimp?
Oh,
was it a 15, a 14, a 16? What are they running at, mate?
I think we're about a 14 and a half.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I've come
So
up.
I've got to look at it.
So
I've been approached by the press.
So hang
have
on.
A
that,
think about
hang
it.
On, hold me, because I think I think the family want me to ask this question, is that how does this involve the Commonwealth Games?
Well, the captain of the president said this could lead into representing your country if you pursue this skill set that you've got.
Right, so that's in 3.5 months'
Correct.
Time. you're gonna go from virgin rookie on the synthetic, mind you.
Yep.
Not the turf,
no.
The synthetic.
Nope.
And you are going to represent our country ahead of people who've put their heart and soul and blood, sweat and tears.
Absolutely. I could be the youngest ever to represent our country.
I tell you
Luke,
what.
In 3 months' time, I could be representing our country in the lawn bowls.
I look at you and I think talent, no question. Both sides of the body, no
there
question. Hand eye, no question.
Thanks, Luke.
But what I don't like for you and longevity is what I'm thinking about is your fair skin. And it's played in summer outdoors, unless you're on TV and playing in the 2020 version.
Yeah, the carpet.
Unless you make the 2020 version of the big time, you're going to expose yourself to some very hot days, my friend. I think I'm going to leave the final word to Bob Seger.
Or Lisa
is working on a night.
Bowls.
Trying to make some front page.
There you go, family. Wait for it. Mate, we don't even get the second
hey,
crack.
Hey, don't give us stuff.
We are done and dusted live down here at the Village. Make sure you come on down and say good day. It is a great setup. Jars and Louie, the Rush Hour. Hour number two for the Rush Hour. Second show back for 2018, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. these days. We are live down at the Bike Exchange main stage in the Tour Village. Come on down and say good day. Nice little breeze getting through now.
Nice,
the beers
Luke.
Are icy cold and some of the technology around is just outstanding. If you get down here in time before 5, you can have a crack at the Virtua Go jars, which you've just done.
Yes, Lou.
You get a 5-minute warm-up, and then you replicate a 200-metre sprint to the finish, and they've been able to put up there through the software the Wollonga leg.
Yes.
So, which we know has got Heartbreak Hill and everything else in it.
It's tough.
Fastest time
by
up until 5 o'clock.
Right.
You can pocket yourself $500. You've had a crack at it.
Yeah.
18:30.
Disappointed.
Current leader is Zan on 15:10.
Yeah.
For the record, a young fellow didn't get his name, didn't want his name mentioned, but he got you by about 2 seconds. He was 14.
Oh, don't.
So I tell you what, it's great though. Innovative new virtual indoor cycling platform that will gamify your indoor cycling experience. It's really good, isn't it?
It was very good. I enjoyed it. So,
and you can program in some of the
courses
from overseas and whatever else and break up your training. And if you live in a flat area, you can do some hills and all sorts of stuff. Really good stuff. Virtue Go. All right, big second hour to come. Jack Watts, Cycling Royalty Studio. Great. He's going to join us as well to talk the opening stage of the tour, which was won by Andre Greipel. But right now, it's time for 2K.
A grand in the hand, up for grabs every weekday at 4.
Let's get quizzical, quizzical.
The
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name, thanks to Automasters.
Stay cool on the drive home. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
Massive cash to be won on the Rush Hour. Second up, Jars. We are doubling down. $2,000 to be won. Yep. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Throw in an Automasters lifeline. Mm. Honestly, it's like having somebody jump on the bike for the last 500, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Who is playing today?
Well, we're going to go off to Torrens Park and say a big hello to Maddie. G'day, Maddie. Welcome to the second
G'day,
show
lads,
of 2018.
How are you? G'day, lads. How are you?
About. We've got ourselves a live one. Oh, I like this. Maddie, are you into the bike game? Do you like to throw in a bit of Lycra?
No, not at all. There,
okay.
Bloody, but no, we're all good. Only one time a year, mate. So we're fine.
Very good. Okay, just reminding you, the Automasters lifeline to be used at your discretion. You've only got one. Use the pass button a fair bit if you don't know.
Yep,
and time permitting, we get back to it. And whatever you say can and will be used against you. I'll hand you over to the dulcet tones of the Black Rhino, all right, as I've lost my question sheet. So hang on. Go,
Jazz. Question one, Maddie. Which Crows AFL women's star has retired from all forms of basketball today?
Pass.
Richie Porte is known for what sport?
Cycling.
Marco Kurtz is the coach of which A-League team?
Melbourne City.
Who has been named as the skipper for the North Melbourne Football Club this season?
Automasters.
Grigor Dimitrov
yep.
is currently what position on the ATP rankings? Is he 3, 4, or 5?
Number 4.
Which Aussie NBA star was ejected from a game today against the Raptors?
Ben Simmons.
Okay, true or false? Ben Stokes has now been charged over his brawl in September.
That is true.
What is the name of Hobart's Big Bash team?
Hurricanes.
Jason Roy is a batsman for which international cricket team? Matty?
England.
In what month does the 2018 World Cup kick off in Russia?
July.
And which Crows AFL women's star has retired from all forms of basketball today? Go.
Oh, I can't remember her name. Automasters,
you know,
but I've only got one.
No,
I really can't think of off your head, lads.
All right. Let's throw it in with a new system here, Jar. It's pushy.
Six. Correct.
Yay!
Not bad.
Well done, Matty. $60 coming your way. Just trying to keep up and do the maths with the computer. I know who I'll back.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, lads. I appreciate it.
It's $60 coming your way, Matty. For everybody else playing at home, Erin Phillips is the AFL women's star who's just retired from all forms of basketball today. Marco Kurtz coaches Adelaide United.
Yeah, and doing a good job too.
Automasters. Jack Zeeble is skipper again for North Melbourne.
The Dimmy.
Dimitrov. Grigor is number 3 in the world, not 4. Nice work though there. And all the way down to the bottom, the World Cup in football in Russia is kicking off in June, not July. Matty, $60 coming your way. Thanks for playing.
Awesome. Thanks, lad.
Well done. There it is.
Good attitude.
He is up and about. Let's hope our next guest is Jack Watts. I'm really excited about this young man coming to the Port Adelaide Football Club. He's going to join us on the Rush Hour next. We're live at the Tour Village. Come on down and say good day.
Triple
Rush Hour 2018 style. We've had our eye on this man since it was announced he was coming to town. He's one of Port Adelaide's big three recruits. Mm. We talk about Jack Watts, and he's on the Rush Hour right now. Jack, welcome, and welcome to Adelaide.
Well done, Jackie.
Thank you very much, boys. Great to be here.
Welcome. Jack, we're talking off air. Jars has had a sneaky feeling you've been on our show before, and I said, well, I'll ask him, because Jack would never forget an interview with us, too. Yeah. Jack, have you ever chatted with us before?
No, I don't think so. I think this is number one.
Yeah. Might have been Jack Viney.
You'll get used to that, Jack. He mixes names up a lot. And he confused his teammates. Just ask a couple of your teammates down there, Tommy Jonas and a few boys. Just doesn't know who's who.
All good.
How's it all going, mate? Settling in nicely, and how's your work been on the track? Are you happy with it all?
Yeah, I've been loving it. Great environment down there at the moment. Obviously, everyone's pretty excited. So, and for me, I've been lucky enough to stay out in the track and enjoy a full pre-season so far, which is the most important thing.
It's been pretty well documented, mate, but I don't think the average punter realises what a big decision it is to move footy clubs and especially move states. So going back through that process, how hard was it to up and go from somewhere where you've been for such a long time, mate, got great relationships, family and everything else, but then to also go, hang on, I've got to do what's right for me?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously initially it was pretty tough and it was a bit of a shock and didn't really know what to think. But once that decision to come to Port Adelaide was done, I've just loved every second of it. And I think the club's played a huge part in that. Just the people behind it, Kenny, and all the welfare guys and the players. I couldn't have enjoyed my time any more so far. And as I said, obviously we want to have a big year and I want to repay a bit of that faith that they've shown in me.
Jack, what are your expectations this year in a Port Adelaide jumper?
I'd want to be playing my best footy, to be honest. Pretty committed to having a big year, and I think that's the same as the club. So we want to improve and get better, and I think we're in a really good position to be able to do that.
What has Kenny said about your type of role, position-wise?
Yeah, I think they clearly brought me in to sort of link that from the back line to the midfield to the forward line. So hopefully I'll, play that sort of second, third tall, work really hard around the middle of the ground, get a lot of ball around there, and then, distribute it into our guns up forward in, Big Dicko and Wingard and Robbie Gray. So well, hopefully that'll be a bit of fun.
All right, mate, what's happening off the field? We know you got a little business, got your boardies, for want of a better term, squash. But married, girlfriend, what do we got? Entourage, what are you rolling with?
No, I've got a beautiful girlfriend who's just got home from 6 months overseas, actually. So, it's quite quite relieving, I guess, to get her back in on home soil. Mm-hmm. Obviously the boardies are going really well. Building a couple of houses back home, which will be a bit of stress, but I'm sure it'll be very exciting once it's all done this year. And then I guess a little entourage down here in North Brighton with living with Trenners and two other mates from Melbourne, actually. So it's a good little crew, to be honest.
I'm sensing the movie Old School. It's a bit like a frat house. I can see it. And you're the grand poobah, the grand daddy.
You got your jacket on. Jack, those two establishments you're building in Victoria? Could Bomber Thompson maybe rent one out?
or be careful who you rent them to.
Now, I want some boardie shorts, Luke.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. Jack, we don't normally do this, but Jars has just put you on the line. Obviously, he'd love a pair of your swimming trunks, the squashes. What
absolutely,
size, Jars?
You just let me know sizes and we'll get them sent over.
Oh, I'm about a size 30.
I'll be a 32, 34, Jack, depending on whether a big or small cut.
Juice. Yeah, we can do that.
Juice, I'm tipping. He's no male model. I don't know.
I've got elite hips.
What do you go up to, Jack?
We go to about a 36, I'd say.
Oh, shit.
Jars, are you pushing it? Or
are they meant to be worn skin tight, Jack?
Yeah, they're nice short cut,
Yeah, showing a fair bit of thigh.
Jack.
Last one. Thanks so much for chatting to us. And on a straightening up level, we wish you all the best of luck, mate. Big fan of yours, and I really hope you hit your straps this year.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, really appreciate it. Look forward to coming back on.
And look forward to touching base throughout the year, mate. Give us a call anytime. Jars runs a little Top Gun academy in town for the best of the best. So if you're showing a bit, he might give you a call and throw you in.
Perfect.
Good on you, mate.
I don't know what you get out of it, Jack, but apparently the perks are enormous. Good luck, Jack.
See you, champ.
Thanks, boys.
There he is, Port Adelaide's new recruit, Jack Watts, on the Rush Hour for the first time in 2018. Jars and Louis.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Yeah, that's conditioning pending. Hey, Dave, for those out there, look, it's the variable air temp is around 28. Down here on the ground, out in the middle, batting with the pads on juice, around about 40, 42.
Yeah, correct.
Very, very toasty down here where we are. But
good
a great sight
though, Luke,
to get amongst it. We've just been hoeing into some hot cinnamon donuts.
Mr. Donuts.
Thanks to Greg.
Thanks, so, Greg.
Just wanted to say, keep your sustenance up.
And he fuels up the riders too, he said.
Does he with these?
Yeah, he said, the riders chomp on them. Well,
quick
hit. Need it after their performance
quick little
today.
Hit. Of course, Andre Greipel got the job done today. Yeah. If you missed the results.
The gorilla.
And little McEwen come in second. And off the top of my head, Pete's Yeah. Pete Sagan was third. In a really hotly contested opening stage from Port Adelaide to Lindock.
Yeah, a great
Stu O'Grady coming up. We're going to ask Stewie, like, amongst other things, he's here taking a cycling tour.
Yeah.
He won the inaugural 20-odd years ago.
1999.
I want to know, though, with weather forecasted to be 41 on Thursday, Jar.
Yeah.
I want to find out what was his worst day in the saddle. Like. They make it look so easy when you look on TV. You're getting along at about a 50-odd K clip.
They're in agony.
They're flying. Yeah. I want to know what that is like when it's not going your way.
Right.
All right, but right now, let's talk.
What do you got? What do you want?
Let's talk what happened at Christmas. You normally, you're a very giving man. Absolutely. And nicknamed Fat Santa. Dylan McGowan's been over to your house. Lots of people come. You open the doors, the table to those who are either going to be alone or at a loose end. So I'm just wondering what happened this year.
I invited Sean Craig Murphy for a lunch.
Sean Craig Murphy?
Yeah, our very own, who's on a holiday, you know, weeks off. He said no.
Oh, yeah, not bad.
And I had all the Crows video tapes ready to go for him to watch because, you know, he's...
And the special moments when to stop show, all the good stuff.
Urson Gullum.
Urson?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he got injured the other night.
Aren't you confirming your nickname that I can't say on air around here? Every single day. Any Crows boys get across that outdated roast that we've been waiting on?
Well, look, they walked past going to their car. They were down one of the establishments down at the Henley Square.
Getting some roast. Hey, before I let you go on further, for those who don't know, for several years now, Jars has been promising to have Tex Walker and a lot of the boys over for a roast. It happened once.
It did,
and it went really, really well. Mm. And he has threatened to have it again, but I think the gap now is around about 3 years since it's happened.
Correct. And Tex has a bit of a sook every time he comes on.
He's got every right to.
Well, how come he doesn't invite me to his house for a roast?
You've had English cricketers. You've had all sorts of other types over there. That's soccer players. Though. But none of the Crows brethren who run a Top Gun Academy.
I did.
And you were a former great. Yet you won't have them back into your establishment. Yet you'll open the doors to the likes of a Sean Craig Murphy.
But he's radio Raldies.
He was. Now, how is this happening?
One of my boys walked past.
Who?
Young Bradle Crouch.
Right, Brad Crouch in the Top Gun Academy, yes. Number two for the Crows.
He had his brother with him.
Matt Crouch.
So they walked past the establishment.
Did Matt have his gold jacket on?
No, he didn't.
Right.
And I spotted Bradles.
Of course.
I said, come in for a cuppa.
Is that on your daily bit where you get on your balcony and see who spots you? Is that what you were doing?
No.
Out seeing who was going to yell at
Charles,
we love you, Charles.
Don't do that.
Is that what
so I had a nice little 2 hours chat with the Crouch brothers.
Mm.
It was lovely catch up. We spoke about everything and where they're going and how they're feeling and you know, and they're looking to cement themselves in Adelaide. It was lovely.
Was there a highlight package on offer?
No, I didn't want to get it out.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't want to put the big screen on.
See, what I love about this, Hato, who's filling in for Murph this week, and of course, everybody out there, the family know this.
Yeah.
Here's the problem right now. I can see it. I wonder whether they can.
Yeah.
I mean, Brad's been in the stable.
Yeah, yes.
And not dissimilar to your good self. You've got a way to go when it comes to left and right and hands, but you see a little bit of yourself in the boy. So
we share the same birthday.
And of course, your number, so it's natural you care.
I do, yeah.
What I'm alluding to, and it's standing out like a pair of bull's balls out in the paddock that I saw down at Normanville across the summer holidays, is that, guess what? What is new about Matt Crouch? What is new about the brother of Brad Crouch that has happened in the last 12 months that would make him worthy of heading into the Jarman household? Now, let me offer you up something, family, and I reckon you've already guessed it.
Don't go there.
I'm tipping a gold jacket and an All-Australian selection. Am I right? Because right now you've got none of them. Out of all the other boys,
I should have got one in 95.
No, you're okay, but none of the other part of the Top Gun Academy are running with any of that types of moniker. And you have just fattened up your CV, your Top Gun Academy.
Don't say it.
Yep,
we've got kiddies in the car.
I know that. I won't say it. But what
just
you
leaving
are,
school?
You are a star.
No, I'm not.
Was that a truck that just went past?
Is that a trucker?
I'm wearing a trucker hat.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you were so obvious.
It's good
to
catch up, my boys.
So does that mean just with Crouchy coming in, and obviously does somebody, anyone go out?
Maybe Curtly Hampton.
Because maybe. Kurt, if you're there, smooth operator, shut up.
Your boy.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put him on notice too.
That was it, but yeah. So it was a nice Christmas.
Erson Gullen. who's on about $5 million a year.
Taking over Roo's pub.
Yeah, Matt Crouch, all Australian.
He popped in.
Yellow blazer. Yeah. The whole lot. I mean, you really are just setting yourself up as one of those people, aren't you?
I just got to try and find Andre Greipel for a catch up.
Yet again, I was down there on Sunday night.
Where were you?
Walking the promenade, ringing the number. Honestly.
You got the wrong house.
You have a look. I reckon you look at the phone, you go.
I do not.
No All Australians. No BNFs.
Hammy G win.
Not coming to my house.
Hammy G win.
I don't care. I made people win them.
Here he goes.
And just like on this show, I make you look good. It's the Rush Hour live down at the Tour Village. 2018.
It's the Rush Hour with Jarz and Louis. The new time of 3 p.m. they started 2018. Straight after the Rush Hour next Monday, 2 from 5 p.m. Kennedy Malloy, but the boys are down in Vic Square for the Santos Tour Down Under Village. Boys, it's just heating up at the moment.
It certainly is. Stage one done and dusted, and the big gorilla, Andre Greipel, has got the job done on the opening stage. And we're joined by an absolute superstar, a man who would easily get an invite to Jarz's Christmas lunch, the one and only Stuart Grady. Stu, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, guys. How are you?
G'day, champ.
Stu, you're doing a wonderful little thing for Moo Moo Cycling Tours. You're hosting 30 riders. Have you been out on the bike today with the gang?
No, I haven't actually. Got my brother out there guiding him through the hills. They had it parked up in Williamstown. They really know how to dress it up out there in the Bross away. And I was actually out with the Channel 9 crews. They're trying something different this year, a bit of a pre- and post-race analysis.
Well, what'd you make of it, mate? Because the big ones, the big guns again, McEwen and obviously Greipel, and in there as well was Sagan, but it was a pretty heated finish.
Yeah, well, close to McEwen. McEwen was commentating. It was Caleb Ewan, but
Big Greipel.
Big Andre the Giant. I mean, you know, he doesn't come down to Australia for a holiday and to get a tan, that's for sure. He comes down here to win, and, you know, with all his experience over the years, he's a big, big machine. I don't know if you've seen the size of his quads, but, you know, when you got that big German pumping out about 2,000 watts, he's pretty hard to beat. And, he's just kind of getting the better over Caleb at the moment.
Stewie, 145K, left Port Adelaide to Lindock today. How many calories do these riders burn off?
Yeah, in a typical stage, it's probably around the 8,000 to 10,000 calorie mark. Probably a little bit shorter, a little bit less on these kind of stages because it was relatively flat and not quite as long as the big, you know, Tour de France stages. But, you know, that would have been up around 6,000 to 8,000 calories today, I think. You know, the heat was really starting to kick in out at Lindock. So, again, you know, it's the start of the year for these guys. It's the first actual World Tour stage. You know, it doesn't matter how much kind of training you've done in the build-up, the first actual race, the adrenaline's pumping a bit more, metabolism's going a bit quicker, and with that heat, you know, you certainly chew into a few more calories.
Stu, we sit and watch, and we think it looks really easy, but they're getting along at an enormous clip, so you've got to have a massive fitness base. But I want to ask you, like, 41 coming up predicted for Thursday, Stage 3.
Yeah.
If you're suffering out there, I would imagine that's not a nice place to be, stuck in a peloton where you're struggling and you're not feeling good and the legs aren't going around right.
No, I mean, it hurts even when you're an Australian and you've kind of been training in it during the summer. So I really feel for the European guys. Most of them are coming from a pretty cold, bleak European winter. You know, a few of them probably would have got down to the south of Spain or maybe South Africa for a bit of a training camp, but certainly not, you know, they certainly haven't trained for a 41-degree Australian, South Australian, you know, beaming sun. It's horrible. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got to, I mean, you suffer. You know, you've got to, guys will have a few little tricks. They'll have little ice packs, which they'll put on their neck under their jersey. But the problem is, once you start cooling the body down like that, you've got to continue it. So you've got to make the decision that once you start pouring cold water over your head, you've got to continue it. And, you know, that can also work against you, I guess.
Yeah, Stu, it's a physical sport, especially when it comes to the finish line. A lot of us don't associate it, but it's all about elbows and timing and knees and just that real balance and the ability to put yourself in a couple of spots where if it doesn't come off, you can get really hurt.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw the finish today, but one of the French riders went a little bit wide on the corner and got a little bit of a touch up and hit the barrier at about 60, just over 60k an hour. And, you know, that hurts. It's like opening your car door and jumping out onto the road. You know, that's what it's like as a bike rider.
Stewie,
you know, it hurts.
Stewie, 20 years we're celebrating, and Mike Turter was given the keys to the city. You were there in 1991, the inaugural. You're a two-time winner of the Tour Down Under. You must be proud of your state and how we've how we can put on a you know, a world-class race.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think looking back, first of all, I can't believe it. 20 years has gone. 20 years has gone that quite fast. But you know, the South Australian public certainly have grasped it with both hands and really welcomed all the riders. And without the support of, you know, the local people and government and all the local councils, and you know, it wouldn't happen. It simply wouldn't be the race it is today. And I can tell you, the European guys absolutely love this race. They come down. They're in the same hotel room for a couple of weeks. You know, they kind of, and that's something that is very rare on the European circuit. So just to kind of have a base, not be packing your suitcase every morning and changing, traveling to a different hotel, you know, different bed, different pillows, different food, all these little things which you don't think about. It gets pretty taxing when you're racing as hard as these guys do.
Hey, Stu, we've been running a little thing down here, competition, just for our listeners. They get $500. They jump on a thing called the Virtue Go, which is a 200-metre sprint, and it's the Wollonga section of the race. Put Jars through it before. You said Greipel. How many watts would he be producing at the end of a sprint of a stage?
I only know because I checked out his computer on his handlebars after the stage one day. And he'd hit 1880, and that was just in a, you know, in a normal sprint. I think he's up over 2000, which is just, you know, it's insane. I mean, that's you know, that's the track sprinters. You know, they're normally massive built guys who can do huge power for, you know, 10 seconds. Well, Andre's still racing, you know, 200k stages and still putting out about 2000 watts of power, you know, after racing all day. So he is called the gorilla for a reason. He's a big
absolutely
unit. The
reason I asked you, we put Jars on the Virtue Go, and
how did he go? He
got it up over 750, but he got beaten by a 14-year-old school kid. He put up a time of 18 seconds, Stu.
I missed the start, Stu. I mean, honestly.
Oh, well, you know, that happens, and you know, I'm sure the kid will be bragging about that for a while to his mates. He probably inspired him to one day put on the green and gold for his country.
He gave me the bird when he walked
through. He's not even on the leaderboard.
Oh, it's good fun.
Have another go
great
tomorrow.
Great to talk to you. Yeah, we will. Great to talk to you. And thanks to Moomoo Cycling Tours, who have made you available, mate. Really appreciate it. Nice to see you put the brother to the hard work in the hills, mate. Well done.
Well, Daz.
All good. The guys are loving it. We've got a few little surprises in store for the cycling tour guys. And, obviously, when you come on a tour with me, you kind of get to meet all the riders that you kind of hope to meet and kind of get in a little bit inside the action and, you know, in the inner sanctum. And it's a lot of fun.
And looking forward to your insight on Channel 9, mate. Thanks for your time, Stu.
No worries, guys. Thanks.
There is cycling great. Stuart O'Grady on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at the new time, 3 p.m. in 2018. Well, because Kennedy Malloy are going to be coming on straight after the Rush Hour from 5 p.m. next Monday. The boys down at the Santos Tour Down Under Village as we speak, boys.
Stage one done and dusted, and the Rush Hour almost done, but we need to get to a very important cause, Jars. Had a little fun earlier with it, but it's actually no laughing matter when you're involved. South Road Cricket Club dismissed for just 2 runs. On the weekend, 9 players making ducks. On a side note, sidebar, none of those individuals have called through to
haven't.
Duck Club or the hotline, which
Chrissy
is a little,
Boyd made one.
A little disappointing.
Yep.
Boydie at the moment strutting around thinking like he's going to go bat it probably at 3 next week, I would have thought.
Oh, I would have put him up.
Well, we've got the president on the line, Aaron Smith. We want to talk to Smitty because the boys are feeling pretty flat at the moment. Smitty, welcome to the Rush Hour.
How you going, boys?
Hello, mate. Talk us through it.
What happened, mate?
We've had a bit of fun with it, but you guys are hurting big time.
Yeah, it's just down to a bit of inexperience, I think, mate. It's a young team down there. We've got a very inexperienced team. There's also some young boys that have never played cricket before in their life. It's their first season, so a bit of a learning curve for them. I mean, you know, you get games where it's 1 or 2 ducks here or there. You're not normally the whole team. I mean, these boys are constantly out there every week training their hardest.
Yeah,
it's a bit unfortunate to see them go through something like this, mate.
So, Aaron, you play 40 over. You play in the Adelaide Suburban Cricket Association. You play on hard wicket.
Yep.
What does the club need to go forward and try and rebuild and obviously try and finish off on a positive note going forward?
Well, we can use this as a bit of a driving momentum, as in pulling the club together and trying to pull some strings within the club. And hopefully everyone's turning out to training, and it should be extra motivation. No one wants this to happen again. To be honest, any help we can get from you boys would be much appreciated.
Yeah, I'm well, glad you're
a budding young batsman there that could make one more run to that total.
I'm loving this. I'm loving where you're heading, Smitty. No. Look, I'll add a few gags lined up for you. A couple of gags lined up about the panic, about the boys all padding up. That would have been awfully quick. They would have been thrown right out of their sorts. But I'm thinking, I don't know whether you're thinking, Smitty, I'm thinking a sequel to Gun for Hire, and I can guarantee you a run for hire. equal top score type stuff. I reckon I can get him out there, Smitty, and knock up a quick 7 or 8, and that could give you something to defend. Because he can bowl, Smitty. He can bowl. Oh. He can move it.
Only deal is, mate, Boydie's got a bat higher. Chris has a bat higher than
that. No. I'll open.
Boydie deserves to be elevated. Boydie
and
the
I'll
order.
Open.
You and Boydie.
Yeah.
So Boydie will be at 1, you'll be at 2. Yeah. All right. Can we lock you in for this, Jazz?
Well, this is the type of stuff I love and thrive on. You know that, Luke.
Smitty, just quickly, the other catch, he has to have the new Haggart. He has to be off the. Yeah, you got to throw it to him, and you got to give him at least 6 or 7 in the cordon.
For sure. It's that mid-90s field where you had the hat-trick ball with 7 or 9 flips.
Yeah, that'll
that
be.
That sort of stuff, I'm telling you. Well, Boardy, Aaron, you can lock us in. You tell Boardy he's got a new opening partner in the juice. And as for the rest of the boys, and I'm deadly serious here, we're expecting phone calls too, mate. Otherwise, we pull out in the deal.
Got to purge.
I'll see what I can do.
Stay strong, mate. Stay positive and just keep working hard as a club.
Appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, Smitty, don't forget Duck Club, though. That is a big part of purging and getting yourself.
There you go,
Lee. Really appreciate your time, Aaron.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
See you, mate.
All right, there it is. We are done and dusted for another day.
Now, down here at the Village. 5 o'clock, there's signings, Luke.
She's a super setup. Yeah, just a few of the riders have all just gotten back. They've had a little massage, heading back to the hotel. They'll get themselves nice and refreshed and ready to go. Get on down here. Great atmosphere. Beer's really cold. Come on down. Enjoy it. World-class 20th
year. Well done,
Lee. Did a little thing called the Virtue Go early on. Yeah. Great little setup down here where you've just got to go knackers out for 200.
Yeah.
Replicate a big power finish sprint, bit like the gorilla.
Yeah.
Andre Greipel in stage one today. And the winner of this event.
Who got it?
And I reckon I've just lost my sheet. Here it is. He set it early. He set it up early. I reckon he was second man in. Alex Angles. A 1371. Alex, you are our winner today.
Well done, Alex.
And you have pocketed $500. All thanks to Virtue Go. And I tell you what, the new virtual riding experience. This is taking indoor riding to the next level. It is an amazing setup. You had a crack. What was your time?
18 something, Lou.
18:30.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
13:71. No. 5 seconds at that type of speed. I reckon that's probably 60, 70
metres. If we come here Thursday again, I'll smash that.
It's 41 degrees on Thursday.
Okay, Lou. I'll see you in the studio. Hey, see you, family.
Everybody else, have yourselves a great night. Get on down here to the Village. And we are over and out.
Jars and Louis back at the new time of 3 p.m. for 2018 tomorrow.
In 2018, your new way to drive home is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Listen up, idiots. We're about to do you a big favour. Write this down.
Two great mates.
Stay out of my way, Kennedy.
I carry you, Malloy.
Plenty of room to move.
Who aren't afraid of a little sledging.
My night with Harvey.